Have you ever heard it called the rail?
Road.
Huh?
Railroad.
Okay. Railroad depot.
Railroad depot or railroad station. They say we're going down to the railroad station.
And the open place, well, around here, around the courthouse is called the...
Courthouse. We call it the courthouse square.
And you had a piece of furniture in the corner. You didn't have it square in the corner. You had it sort of diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say it was sitting...
catty-cornered.
Okay. And before they had buses in town, they used to have...
Streetcars, trolley cars.
Do they have those here?
No, never had a bus here, I don't guess. I've seen them in Vicksburg. No.
How long did it take to get to Vicksburg from here?
It was a full day. Like you talking about when they had those trolleys? That was an all-day affair in a T-Mall.
How long would it take now?
Oh, with the speed limit, it should take you an hour, at least. You can make it in less time, I have. But that was before the speed limit came on. It's about 56 miles, mm-hmm. You know.
You tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I...
want to get off the bus.
And in East Carroll Parish, Lake Providence is the...
county, parish seat or county seat. In East Carroll, it would be the parish seat. Any other state would be the county seat.
And if you were an FBI agent, you'd be working for the Federal
Bureau of Investigation,
which is part of the federal
government. Government, federal government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
I guess hung or shot. No.
Okay.
I've heard of them hanging them.
They took the man out and they...
hung him.
Huh?
Hung him.
Okay. And you'd say, you had a choice of two things. You'd say, I was going to do this, but then I decided to do that. And what of this? I decided to do that.
I decided to do the other thing. I decided to do this instead of so-and-so, that, or whatever.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you might say, I'm what to see you.
Really glad to see you again. I'm happy to see you.
What about proud?
Well, I've heard that term used.
Would you use that?
Not really.
And
I didn't say so happy to see you, or really glad to see you. Depend on the, you know, how close they are.
When a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you feeling today, or how's everything going with you?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What would you say?
How are you today?
And you say, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I...
rather not go, or I have other plans, or
okay,
I just don't want to go.
I'd what stay here?
I'd rather stay here.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
chilly or damp.
And if someone said something that you agreed with and you wanted to express agreement, you wanted to say something stronger than just yes, what exclamations might you have? What expressions?
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I fully agree with you.
Okay. And